Blog Talk Radio.
We live on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. VOTTY Cap 1. Well, we live on Blog Talk as of right now, Pal Talk, YouTube, Facebook, on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. VOTTY Cap 1.
Put no wood to it, the fire will go out. If so, that's in Proverbs. Let's see what's going on about that. Remember, we live. Bottom part of the Sabbath day, we live. The elders is on the clock. Y'all lines in the bullpen. Everything going directly like Yahweh wants to go. So in Proverbs, it makes a profound statement pertaining to, if you don't put no, help me out there, young line, get in that verse. Get in there and bring that verse out.
Proverbs 26.
Put a microphone up on that conversation.
Got to cut it off. Right there.
Mm-hmm. The thing, was that Proverbs 26? What was that again?
Hold on. Check us out at
YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH. Once again, YouTube is BOTTY Tribe YHDH. Facebook is BOTTY. We live right now on Facebook. We also live in the class. We live on Pound Talk. And we live on Blog Talk. All right. Oh, you so cheers,
man. And remember one thing, and when you get the microphone, remember, you're trying to entertain those all over the world that can't come to class. So we got to get in the microphones and let them enjoy their bottom of the Saturday all around the world.
We got work.
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 21.
26, verse 21.
Proverbs 26:20-21. Verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out.
Well, read that again with some audio.
Proverbs 26, verse 20. Where no fire is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no tailbearer, the strife ceases. Verse 21. As coals are to burning for coal, the wood to fire. So is a contentious man to kindle strife.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get you off of what you're supposed to be, but now precept that to Isaiah 26, verse 3, to Isaiah 8.
Now what?
Read in, kiss them out, and breathe out. Isaiah 26, verse 3, Isaiah 8, come on.
Isaiah.
On your microphone.
Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
So he will keep you in perfect peace if we do what?
My mind on
it. And we pay no metal mind.
Hallelujah, well.
And now back to our ill.
Okay, as you can see what I was saying, we can throw the verses right on the big screen. So, and this is the original King James Version Bible, all 80 books.
That's real good.
And those for hard of seeing, the advantage is that what can we do? We might be able to make it larger. Can you see that?
Hallelujah.
Okay, I think our next question was, can we pull up a YouTube page?
Yeah.
Let's show young lions you're watching what he's doing now, because like it's a new deal and indeed it is.
Well, let's see if I can do that. B-O-T-T-Y.
Try Y-H-D-H.
Stay with me,
young
lions. All right, hallelujah.
You can also hook that up to your laptop computer or too as well, right?
Yeah, if you got the attachment.
Yeah, the mirror image.
No, exact image.
Exact image.
Mirror would be like if you're doing it through your phone, wouldn't it? Okay, there we are. Which one of these would you like to run?
Hallelujah.
Go to stack. You can move over some because those are the ones. They just blank.
Okay, move over some.
To your right.
Well, I haven't moved anywhere yet, so left to right is still in the middle. So which one? Second, third?
Now keep going over. You can go over.
Didn't go anywhere yet. So second, third,
to your right.
Last.
Okay.
All right. See the first one right, I mean the second, the third one.
The third one?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see if that shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lions, huh? Brother Makai and Josiah, huh? That's what? That's what we got. Taking turns. He said, my wild. Look at that. Look at that.
Here in the temple, it could be done through the camera, so you can actually see it here.
So we can also, so if we were teaching something like that, what the Elder was showing us, that if we wanted to put the word up there, like with scripture, we're going towards something like that, and, you know, and make it bigger, things like that, we can utilize it for that. If we want to go in the phone and pull out some information, you know, and like let's say we looked up a word or something like that, we can put it up on the phone, and we can, we'll be able to go to it and show, like, certain facts or something we looked up. That's from Wikipedia that we looked up. We can put it on the monitor screen.
All right.
That sounds good.
Israel.
Right.
not familiar with that expression, IVR.
Trying to make your brain work a little bit.
So now you got Nebo. See, you got Nigerian Nebos, right? You see right there? Nigeria, make a note of it. A Nigeria is a Nebo last name, surname, right? Okay, put that Nebo down in the Ashanti and find out from the telephone what is their relationship today. What is their relationship between each other? And later on in another lesson, you see where it says Yoruba. See, that's another name, Yoruba. So now you got three different names. Now who is the Yoruba? Who is the Ashanti, and who are the Nebo?
Right.
So all three of them names, write their names down. Ashanti.
Yoruba is.
You see, man, you got Ashanti's is
Yoruba. Yoruba, right? Y-O-U-R-B-A, right?
All right, write it down. Make a note of it. Write it down.
Why go you? I think R-B-A, Yoruba, I got to pull it up.
That's what's on the screen right there. Y-M-Y-I-R.
Now, you see that song right there called Asher, Aiken?
Yeah.
So that's very important because then you know that Ashan, Ashan. Now what I want to know. Now what Osea want to know, what is the relationship between the three groups, and who are they, the Yoruba? Because like I said again, we on the international scene, and according to 1 Corinthians, get in the microphone, well, the first Chronicles of 15:13 says what? First Chronicles in the microphone, not for the class, inside the national audience.
Well, first.
Yes, sir.
First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13.
Isn't it?
First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13. For because you did it not at the first, Yahweh made a breach upon us, but that we sought him not. After the due order.
All right. So the reason why we in trouble today in captivity because we're not doing what?
The due order.
So what is the due order between the Ashanti, the Limbo, I mean, the name is again, Ashanti, who are they, the Limbo, and that's the Limbo.
The Limbo is,
not the Limbo.
Right.
My bad.
The Nebo.
Right. And the who?
And Yoruba, Ashanti, Igbo, and Yoruba.
And, yeah, what is their relationship?
I got a little connection here.
What you got, Elder?
I got Igbo and Yoruba.
Okay, what is their relationship is, and what do they have in common to a tribe of Israel? What tribe are they from?
Is that it?
Let's see what we can find out about Igbo. What tribe is Igbo from? What tribe is they claim to be? They make the claim that they are from a tribe. They call themselves from the Hebrew tribe. And this word right here would trace more back to Hebrew, but Hebrew is tracing back to what words? What words do Hebrew go back to? Evil. Right, so you will not be offended by how you use the words. Now what I want to know, now, so what is that first name again?
Igbo.
They come from Erie. Erie is the one brought them over. They trace themselves back to Erie. Now the Ashanti tribe, who are they again?
Ashanti tribe is from the tribe of Judah.
Okay. So Now be definitive about what you're talking about. Let me show you how you be definitive about it and show you why they got a conflict over there. Go to 7-1. Go to 7-1 of the book of Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna show you something that we have not looked at, and they don't look at themselves over there today. We go on to 7-1 of Sir Titus.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna look at 7:1.
Yes, sir.
It's something that I'm gonna have to bring out before the national audience about something that they need to know by saying that they admit they're from the tribe of Judah. But something they leave out. Let me show you what they leave out. Go to 7:1.
Book of Joshua. Go to word for Hosea, chapter 7:1.
Mm-hmm.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass,
yeah,
and the accursed thing.
Yeah.
For Ashur, the son of Carmi.
The who?
The son of Carmi.
No, back up again. Read the word again.
Okay, Ashur.
Yeah.
The son of Carmi.
Go ahead.
The son of Zardi.
Go ahead.
The son of Zora.
Oh, so the Ashanti tribe that's in West Africa is not the Judah from Perez, it's from who?
Zora.
Zora. Y'all lying, yeah, y'all lying. So that Zora over there, that's Judah, Zora. That's the one over there on the west coast. Zora.
This word is spelled A-C-H-A. Is that the same?
Who?
And Joshua.
Back up. Keep coming down. Back down, come out a bit more. Then go ahead. You see where it says back down, come on down.
It's spelled A-C-H-A. Is that the same as
A-S? Now back up. Come down. Come down, 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 down. Back to one. Yeah. One.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah, right there. Come on back, right there. See what it says there? You see that? Acorn?
Acorn.
Yeah.
The
son of Kami?
Yeah.
The son of... Then the son of who? Zora of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
So that Acorn, that the one that's over there in that west coast of Africa, that's him right there. That is not Perez. That's Zora. So the one who called himself Ashanti, they from Judah, from this guy.
This time about a tribe, but this time about an individual.
Where?
In verse 1.
Okay, read. Go ahead, read. Bring it out again.
This time about an individual.
Well, bring it out. Let's see what we got. Let's bring it out. Read that out, young man. Read it out. Verse 1. Listen to this verse 1.
The book of Joshua, from the word of Hosea, chapter 7:1.
Okay.
But the children of Israel committed trespass.
Children of Israel committed a trespass.
And the accursed thing.
So who did it? Go ahead.
For Ashan. The son of Carmi.
Tell me who he is. That's who he is. You always chase them back to your father.
Who y'all from?
Carmi.
The son of Zabdi. The son of Zora.
And all of them is the son of who?
Zora.
And who Zora is?
Of the tribe of Judah.
So you see, that lineage is from Zora, the tribe of Judah. They ran a bloodline all the way down to that guy right there. So you got two commies. You got cousins with names that's the same thing. My cousin named Buck and another cousin named Buck. But this right here, this Zora, the tribe of Judah, is the one we're talking about right here, over there in West Africa right here. That's the one in West Africa right here. The son of Kami. The son of this D-A-D-D-I. The son of Zora. They'll tell you what tribe. The tribe of Judah. Zora and Perez is brothers.
Right.
So this Acorn that committed the transgress, the sin, was the son of Connie. Then again,
come from? The tribe of Judah. We think about that, Elder.
I have been investigating that.
You got it. Okay, what you got out of it? You bring it out. You bring it out. Come on, man. I'm trying to see you bring it out. What you see out of that?
Bring it on. Fair, I had to do an Acts 17:11 before I even come in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Read the verse again in verse 1.
All right. The book of Joshua. Chapter 7, verse 1.
Okay.
For the children of Israel committed trespass.
Children of Israel committed trespass.
It's an accursed thing.
A cursed thing.
A sham.
This we did. That guy, he the one did. They ain't gonna tell you who this guy is. Who is he?
The son of Carmi.
That's who he is. They ain't gonna tell you who this guy is.
The son of Jaddi.
Same for your wife. That's a son, father, grandfather. Go ahead.
The son of Zorah.
They the sons of Zorah. Then Zorah is who?
Of the tribe of Judah.
A tribe of Judah. There it is right there. So Zorah, and he got a twin brother named who?
Perez.
So the one that's over there, the Ashanti, and when you do the research on the Ashanti, I want the audience to hear the relationship they have between the Nebos and the Ashanti. What is their relationship right now as we speak today? Because we know that Nebos are from the descendants of Gad. They from Erie. They the Gadites. They're not the ones that call themselves more. They call it Gadites. They the Gadites. And Ashan is from the tribe of Judah. And that Europa, they will be traced back once you do the research. We're talking about Joseph, our kids, Ephraim and Manasseh. That's going to be Joseph. Because they all had their name, but then once they start being colonized, they split up in places. They split up in all kinds of places. They split up. So that's what I want to bring to the table, and that's what I'll be teaching on after Passover, pertaining to, and the name they come up with is some four letters. Looking four letters again, Elder?
I-C-R-I?
Yeah, that's the one they call on for the four letters. And then they use a scripture in 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16, and this is what they teach. Now go to 2 Chronicles 7, 14 down to verse 16.
I'm going to 2 Chronicles.
Mr. Microphone. This is 1 Chronicles, what I want, 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16. Now this is what they do. See, this is what the Gadites is doing right now. They'll go here, and they're going to justify them four letters. What the four letters again is? All right. They use four letters too. So they use the four letters of I-B-R-I.
Yeah,
I-B-R-I. That's what they use for the four letters. And but they take it from the Y-H-W-H. But this is what they working with.
I have to call it 2 Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse 14 and 16.
14 to 16.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 and 16.
Now, do they do over there in Nigeria? This is a strong point right here.
And my people, which are called by my name.
And they'll say Ebbe. And they'll say Ebbe. My people called by my name, they'll say Ebbe. They'll say I-B-R-I. That's what's going on in Nigeria right now. But this is their strength. Well, my people that are called by my name, they'll say, I-B-R-I. Go ahead.
Shall
humble themselves.
And pray. And seek my face.
And seek his face.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Go ahead.
then will I hear from heaven.
So they will use this for here as their strength. All we have to do is take this faith. But we are the people of now. But I go on the telephone and bring up Nigeria. The people of IBRA, or can I use the British nice word called EUE or EWE? The British came in and they stopped this name, the IBRA, and they gave the name called EWE by dropping the fourth letter to three. And what you get now out of here, you get Yah out of this. And here comes your Yah behind this one. Or you get the E-U-E or E-D-E or E-D-E. They drop that fourth letter. And they drop that fourth letter so they can be up on this down. But I want to know how this is over there in Nigeria and carries this title. On your telephone, they call them the people called EBE, EBE, EUE, or IBRI. I want to know the numbers. What is their numbers that say they are the children of IBRI, EWE, EUV or EB. Right now, you got a big group that's growing. They say they are the children of this man. So I want to know what are their numbers that we can read. What are their numbers? And do anybody identify themselves with that name? Do anybody identify themselves that way? Now, that's an assignment that it's going to take.
This ministry is an international ministry. And this is what they're pushing right now to organize all around the world upon the 2 Chronicles 7:14-16. That's their strength. The people is called by my name of Ebi. If the people of Ebi called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then he will heal them. So this is growing real big. So the people is called by my name. What I don't know from the class is they get that scripture right by going to 1 Chronicles 7:14-16. Is that the proper way to read that verse? That is 1 Chronicles 7:14-16. Is that the proper way to read that scripture? According to the way they read it, is that the proper way to read that scripture? If the people that's called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I hear their language. They'll say the people that's Ebi. I-B, they said the correct way is I-B, our I. But when the British came over and colonized them, they had them to drop the Y and come up with an E-B-E, E-W-E. So, I don't know their numbers. I don't know their numbers. How are they growing over there? I don't know the numbers of the organizations that's over there in Nigeria around the Yoruba, the Asante. What is the number of the IBRI, the Hebrew IBRI, Peter's called by his name? What is their number? What is they talking about? Because it's going at. Where are these people at? And they'll tell you, it is over there. What is their number? What is their number? Can I come up with a figure? Growing over there up under that name. How many Ebi people? How many heavy is it in Nigeria? You can use EWE, EBE. You can use any way, anything you want to use. I won't know what their numbers is, but it's all traced back to what they first said, IBRI, which comes from YHWH. Now, let's see what we can work with. Anybody want to work with that? Put you aside. Going back to the class. Come on back. Come on back here. I just threw that on the table. Just to kind of let you know that the international scene is live and well, and somebody has to step the game up to show, is that correct? If they, when they read that verse in 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16, is that the proper way to read that verse? Or if it's not the proper way according to them, how do you read that verse? How do you read that verse, 2 Chronicles 7? Read again there, young man. How do you read this verse?
It's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Down to verse 16.
14 and 16. And my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes should be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16, but now I have chosen and sanctified this temple that my name might be there forever and my eyes and my mind should be there perpetually.
Now, but who won't deal with that? Now, out there in Nigeria, they say when you read this verse, if my people is called by my name, they put in Ebi. They say the people that's called by their name is Ebi. Is that correct? Is that correct? Ebi, and it's taken all the way back to the English of Yahweh, the proper is Yahweh. Okay, good. But is that verse correct? The way they read, is that correct? If the people that is called by my name, the people, is they called by his name, Eddie? The people are talking about, what name is they called by? Scripture-wise. Scripture-wise, what are they called by? Scripture-wise. What are they called by, scripture-wise? Remember, a ministry was created last to come behind everybody to correct things, but you have to correct everything in the page of the book. The people that's called by my name, Jehovah himself. What is that verse talking about that we can read? And anybody in camp one can break that verse down, that right there, that 14, 7, 14. Who can break that Scripture-wise, 7:14 down. Is that the correct way to say this verse like this? If my people was called by my name, Yahweh, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hold on. Okay. If my people was called by my name, Yahweh, shall humble themselves. What way do you biblically break that verse down? How do you biblically break that verse down? Biblically. If my people, which is called by my name, Yahweh, is that correct? Because they say the IB, okay, don't worry about that, but is that correct? If my people was called by my name, Yahweh, that's what we would say. They'll say other letter, and the English man will say Yahweh and Yah, okay, good. But is that correct? If my people, which are called by my name, what's supposed to go there? What's supposed to go there behind that called name? What's supposed to be there? who can tell on fear what goes down? After that word called, if my people is called by my name, what's the next word? That's in between that gap. What name should go right there?
Israel.
A little bit loud, though.
Israel.
But you said, yeah, but you're saying like a question. You can say that's a question. You're making a question. You got to make a statement. What goes there, if my people is called by my name, it's not Yahweh, it's not none of the names, it is Israel. Now you got to prove
Israel.
It. Now you got to prove it. Now where we go and prove it at? Now you got to go prove it. You can't just say it. Now you got to prove it because you're the argument unless you go prove it. If my people is called by my name, that's going to be Israel. Now you got to go prove it now. Now you got to go in the Bible and prove it. That verse is talking about Israel. That verse is talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Now you got to go in the Bible and prove it. Because it's going to come up on you. They're going to come up on you on the international scene. If my people, which is called by my name, you're supposed to put in the 12 tribes of Israel to humble themselves.
Yeah.
Now you got to go prove it. Now go prove it in the microphone. Prove it. Now I'm through with it. Prove it. Or go to something else. But that got to be proved. That must be proven. See, we got your first testimony, chapter 5. Who got a microphone? Verse 20. What does it say that, Mother E, in the microphone? First testimony 5, verse 20. What does it say? 20 and 21. What does it say? First testimony 5, verse 20 and 21. Get in the microphone, Kevin. What does it say? Chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Remember, you're teaching for the international side, not for the class you're looking at. 5, 20, and 21. Get the microphone. Come on, y'all mind. Work with it now. Make sure your microphone's on.
There you go.
Yeah. 25,000.
So that's how many gonna take you to that Chronicles 7:14 and put their name in there. Over 2 million strong. They're ready. They over 2 million strong. They over 2 million strong. I forgot what I said. I forgot, man. I don't want to show my
else,
man.
Good to have you
there. Get the microphone. You get the mic.
Okay, IV surname origin made in the United States history. Irby is the most numerous in Nigeria.
Who what?
Irby is the most numerous in Nigeria. Where is born by 115 people or 1,540,372.
And what they're doing?
In Nigeria, it is most common in.
What? What's it called? Go ahead, Elder. Go ahead on it. Come on, come on, Elder.
That's
mind. I'm just giving a jump start.
Yeah, extra jump start. Now come on back here. Now come on back to that verse 7:14 and put your head in there on 7:14. Then you will jump start and you will take a mess.
All right.
Now come on back and read that verse. Remember, you stand before over 2 million people. Is that right, Elder? And they threat is to put in Yahweh, Yahweh, Jesus or whatever. But the proper that goes in between that gap is what? Now come on back and give the proper way after I give a precept. Brother Titus, give me a precept. Go to the 19th chapter, verse number Acts 19. After we get a precept in there, this is what we got to do. We're going to Acts chapter 18, and we'll look at verse number 25 to 27. Acts chapter 18, 25 down to verse 27. Listen good. Get in the microphone.
The book of Acts chapter 18, verse 25 to 27.
Come on.
Acts chapter 18, verse 25, read.
What?
This man was instructed in the way of Yahuwah.
This man was instructed. So the Jedi is instructed in the ways of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
He infirmed it in his spirit.
Yeah.
He spake and taught gently the things of Yahuwah.
And so the Jedi, they speaking gently about the things of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Knowing only.
But they know only.
The baptism of joy.
John.
Verse 27.
What?
And when he was disposed to pass.
What's that word? Bring that word out here. I ain't hearing nothing.
And when he was disposed to pass. Achaia. The brethren. Wrote and exhorted the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much, which he had believed through grace.
I thought he was 25 through 27.
Okay, verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the temple, for when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them,
yeah,
and taught unto them, the way of Yahuwah more perfectly.
So you see what we got to do with 2 million elders? We got to put them aside and do what with them?
Astound them. The way of Yahuwah more perfectly.
Okay, good. About doing what? 27.
Verse 27. And when he was deposed to pass, unto Achaia, the brethren, wrote and exhorted the disciples to receive him, whom when he was come, help them much which have believed through grace.
Good. So we got to be able to pull them to the side, the leaders, and expound on more perfectly. Now the elder, get ready to expound on that 7:14 more perfectly between that gap. Come on, elder. I'm building up pretty good.
That's like crowd.
Yeah. Now, I'm building up pretty good.
2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 reads. Let me get there. I'm going to go to the new book. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by the name, my name Israel, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
So what goes between that gap is not Yahuwah, not I-B-R-I-Every. That don't go between that gap. What goes between that gap is the 12 tribes of Israel. The children of Israel, that what goes between that gap. They say 2 million strong, and they up under that man called Every. The peoples of Every, and they over 2 million strong and counting. But that is totally incorrect. So we got to be able to put them to the side more perfectly and help them understand you reading that verse wrong. Now give me a precept on that. Now we're going to precept that verse.
Hallelujah.
See, now you got to precept that verse. Get, now, Elder will open the door for it. Now you go to 2 Kings, Mother D of Israel, with a microphone, find you 17:34. And then you precept about it. You precept that. Then you come right back with Daughter Yahweh in the book called Isaiah 48:1-5. You precept the Bible, and then they'll get the answer to the precept. Don't philosophize with nobody. Go in your Bible and precept it to see exactly what that verse means, because they got zeal, but not according to knowledge. And now they talk about it in the 12th chapter of Romans, I mean 10th chapter. They got zeal for Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. And then we got to come in and we got to bring the knowledge part in. Because we ain't going nowhere until they organize up on the border.
Up in tourism,
man. That's just the center of the bed. But they're not going to organize in front of you if you can't go in the Bible and put your case on according to Scripture. Now, what it says that we can read in 2 Kings 17:34. Here go the precept coming out of the elder put on the table. Because it's going to happen to you. You're going to run into some Nigerians. They over 2 million strong using that verse saying, we are Ebed, which means Yahweh. That's what that verse means. That don't mean Yahweh. That don't mean Ebed. That don't mean Yah. That means the 12 tribes of Israel. And you got to prove it with the Bible open. How strong they are with that word,
Elder?
2,325,000. Say it again.
2,325,000.
You see that? Over 2 million strong with that mindset. And they from the tribe of Gad. So they're just on Buck Jude Hawk. Okay, now come on with my verse.
All right, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17.
Listen good.
Verse 34.
Listen good.
Until this day, they do after the former man.
What?
They fear not Yahweh.
They don't fear Yahweh.
Neither do they after their statutes, or after their orders, or after the laws and commandments. But Yahweh commanded to the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
Do you remember who?
Who he named Israel.
He named him Yahweh. He named him who?
Israel.
Yeah. That's 2 precepts. Come on in, daughter Yahweh. The verse, 48:1-5. Read verse 1 and let me spy on it.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1. Read. Hear ye this, O family of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel.
You see that? See, there goes your story here. So now you, that's how you do it with the body. You got to go to the Bible and get out the bodiness because Judah is not talking. The other tribes have took the lead because Judah is a toilet. You got to come out of the toilet now.
And I come forth out of the waters of Yahdah.
That's right. Go ahead.
Swear by the name of Yahweh.
Yep.
And make mention of the Yahweh of Israel. But not in truth.
No, I don't.
Nor in righteousness.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 2. For they call themselves of the righteous city.
Yeah.
And stay themselves upon the Yahweh of Israel.
Yeah.
The Yahweh of hosts is his name.
Right.
Verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Verse 4, because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is as iron,
yep,
sinew, and thy brow is brass. Verse 5. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee.
Mm-hmm.
Before it came to pass.
Yes.
I showed it thee.
Yes.
Least thou shouldest say,
what?
My idol had done them, and my engraven image, and my molten image have commanded them.
So you see, live, mother dear of Israel, but not according to knowledge. In the book of Michael, chapter 3, mother dear of Israel, 3, 1 and 2, back up to Romans 10, 1, 2 and 3. Going back to right, mother dear of Israel. Mother, make sure you got a seat in that microphone and you bird on in that microphone. Remember, you're not reading or teaching for those that can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got them all over the world begging for the truth. They want Yahweh to come. Yahweh is not coming until the order is in place. Read that again one more time in your mind. 1 Chronicles 15:13.
Alright, 1 Chronicles 15:13. Alright, 1 Chronicles 15:13.
Good to God.
But because you did it not at the first.
You didn't do it at the first.
Yahweh made a breach upon us.
Why?
For that we saw him not after the due order.
All Yahweh wants in his number him killed out your number. But what do Yahweh want?
Due order.
Due order. That's all he wants. So when you're doing due order, Yahweh don't intervene. Long you worry about your number, he ain't doing nothing. Yahweh is watching and waiting for the one that's going to step up and do due order, and that's precept your Bible and put on your case according to the Bible. You can reach the one you want to reach. Give me a precept on that, daughter Yahweh. Give me Romans chapter 8, 1, 2, 14, and 16. Romans chapter 8, 1, 2, 14, and 16.
Romans chapter 8, verses 1, chapter, Romans chapter 8, verses 1, 2, 14, and 16.
Listen to this.
Read. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in. Read it at half speed. Christ, JC.
What that word means, y'all, go ahead.
Okay. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. For the first 5 books of Moses. Of the spirit of life.
Read where you see it
okay.
For international.
Okay.
I'm a dramatic film.
Gotcha. Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ, JC, have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good. Now skip down to verse 14 and 16. The word Christ translate back to YHWH. The Son. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 8. Verse 14 and 16 read. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahuwah.
As many that are led by the Spirit of Yahuwah. And what is the Spirit of Yahuwah that we can read? What is the Spirit of Yahuwah? You got to be led by the Spirit of Yahuwah that we can read, Mother E. What spirit we got to be led by that we can read in 40 verse 8? Back up with, and then run us down to 125 of First Peter. Come on. What spirit you got to be led by? Then go down to First Peter, 125. We want to know what spirit you got to be upon. Backed up with Mother E and 1, 2, and 3 of Proverbs. What spirit you got to be up? But you got to be led by the Spirit. What spirit you got to be led by that you can read? All right. I hear a cricket sound.
Let me get it. I'll pull it out. Well, Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The ground is withered.
Yeah.
The flower fades. But the word of our Yahweh should stand forever.
So what spirit you got to be in?
The word.
You got to be in that word. Come on, Mother E. Come on with that 1 Peter 1:25.
Okay, great.
Back up with Mother Z. and Proverbs 1:23.
Corinthians 1:25.
Bash up his brother Chris over there at 663 on St. John.
You know what?
Back up with,
But the word of the Yahweh.
Call your verse out.
Verse 25.
What does it say?
But the word of the Yahweh endures forever. And this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
Okay, good. So what spirit we got to be in?
The word.
His word. That was spirit we gotta be in his word. That spirit don't mean nothing if I know you get a jerk and a kick in the wrong. You got to be in the word. The only way you're gonna be able to help anybody inside yourself, you must be in the word. What's next? Who got next?
Proverbs 1:23.
What does it say?
Proverbs 1:23. Proverbs
1:23.
Turn ye at my reproof. Yeah. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Yeah.
I will make known my words unto you.
So what spirit we gotta be in?
The word.
That's right, his word. That's how they get to understand good word. Come on, Brother Chris.
St. John 6:63,
what it say?
St. John 6:63, and it reads, St. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life.
And what you got to know, plainly, a mother D.F. Israel. What do you got to know plainly in the 15th chapter, 1 through 5, or St. John? What do you got to know plainly? What do the world must know plainly? 5th chapter, St. John chapter 15, 1 through 5. 1 through 5. Remember, you're not reading for yourself. You're reading for the audience all over the world, like Nigeria, everywhere. 40 million strong, 200 million of Eddie. They out there. They listen and growing. St. John, chapter 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What does it say, Mother?
St. John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 5.
What does it say?
Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2. Every branch in me that bringeth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto
you. What cleans you up?
The word.
So we gotta make sure they get plenty of what?
Word.
Not what we think, not what we feel. We gotta show them the word. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 4. Abide in me,
and
I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you accept. You abide in me. Verses 5. I am the vine, you are the branch. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you cannot do nothing.
So who is he talking to by telling them, without him, you can do nothing? Who is he talking to? According to Scripture, Amos chapter 3, 1, 2. Amos, according to Scripture, answer those fears, answer the hearers back through Scripture. So who is he talking to? Tell them, without me, you can do nothing. Always answer through Scripture.
Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Listen to this.
The book of Amos, Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 1.
What?
His word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
against the whole family which are brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
So now you're clear. He's talking to the children of Israel, not the children of Eden. He's talking to the children of Israel. And he's telling them in Matthew 7, verse 16 and 20, what he's saying there, young man. And mother, come back to that Michael chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Matthew 7, 16 and verse 20.
Book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 and 20.
Listen good.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 16.
Listen to this.
And I brought him.
What you read? Matthew 7, 16 and 20.
Matthew 7. All right, book of Matthew. Hallelujah. All about correction. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. You should know them by their fruits.
Yeah.
Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Verse 20 reads, wherefore, by their fruits, you shall know them.
You will know who's who. If you put that word on them, you will know who's who. All you got to do is make sure you can find them scriptures. That's how you're going to take care of 2 million plus. Because they sure going to come. They lied over right now. What we read, Mother? Michael chapter 3. 1 and 2, with the same other.
Michael chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And I said, hear, I pray you.
Listen to this.
O heads of Israel.
He talked to the heads of Israel.
And you princes.
And the princes.
Of the family of Israel.
Go ahead.
Is it not for you to know, judge?
You both to know, judge. You both to know when a person is talking that Bible right. You both to know when they go in and read that 7:14 is not talking about no Izzy or Yahweh. It's talking about the children of Israel, the 12 tribes that called by his name. And what is his name that we can read? Holy Father. What is his name that they called by in prophecy that we can read? Answer the fear through scripture. Answer through scriptures. 40. Who out there hollering? What are the young lions doing? What they doing?
Right,
what are the young lions? The other young lion experts.
There's somebody walking by, I guess.
Okay. In the 49th chapter, 1, 2, 3. Read that daughter of Yahweh. 49th chapter, Isaiah 1. What is the name? That my peoples is called by. Again, with a precept. 49, 1, 2, 3. This is where it came from.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 1, 2, and 3 reads.
Listen good.
Listen, O owl, unto me, and hearken ye people from far. The Yahweh have called me from the womb.
Yahweh, the Father, has called me from the womb. Go ahead and read.
From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name.
Oh, but his what?
His name.
Oh, we're going to find out his name now. Come on.
Verse 2.
What?
And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Go ahead and read.
In the shadow of his hand have he hid me.
He hid me.
And made me a polished.
And he made me a polished shaft.
In his quiver had he hid me.
He hid me.
Verse 3.
Listen to God.
And said unto me.
And he said unto me.
Thou art my servant.
You are my servant.
O Israel.
What do you call it?
Israel.
What's the son's name?
Israel.
The people that are called by my name. What name is that?
Israel.
You can't get no Yahweh out of that. 2 million strong. The name is Israel. The people that's called by my name will humble themselves to is Israelite. 12 tribes. Then I will heal their land because the Father gave me the commission to go down there and get them back in order. Is that what we're reading? So Gadites cannot lead this thing. Now we want to find out the Gadites do not supposed to lead this thing. Who supposed to lead this in writing? After Mother read Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3, Mother Day of Israel. See, all you got to understand something. Mm-hmm. The 2 million strong, they're doing their thing. But they're not doing it in the order of Yahweh. Y'all look at the numbers. We look at what the page of the Bible says. Yahweh don't care about no numbers. Yahweh wants due order. And what is due order? Because we know plainly over there in Nigeria, they got a 12, one, a 10, 1, 2, and 3 working with them big time. Read it, Mother.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh.
Now, back to verse 10. 10, 1, 2, and 3. You in 10, 1, 2, and 3? 10, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you.
Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 3.
Verse 8.
Brethren, my mind, desire, and prayer to Yahweh for Israel.
Oh, prayer to Yahweh for Israel, huh?
Yes, for Israel.
What?
Is that they might be saved.
So Paul's desire for who to be saved?
Israel.
Not the world, y'all. His desire, he prayed to Yahweh for who?
Israel.
Now give me a precept on that. Now hold that right there. Give me a precept on that. Now what? Now give me a precept.
Yeah.
Now give me a precept on that by using Daniel. See, this prayer's got to set them up. You got to set them up. Use Daniel. Use Daniel 9. Come on with it. Come on, before popping by. Daniel 9. Come on with it. Daniel 9. I'm going to put a precept that we can read. Daniel chapter 9.
Go to the book of Daniel chapter 9.
Uh-huh. Need a precept on that. Just remember, then it says prayer, right? So he pulled that from Daniel chapter 9. Now, where he pulled it from Daniel chapter 9 is? He pulled that verse. Paul just wasn't going on his emotions. What are me on lines at? He going to come on with these. Pull me these verses. Pick up verse 16.
Alright, Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. Oh, y'all.
Take on down to verse 20.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 16 to 20.
Listen good.
Oh, y'all, according to all your righteousness,
uh-huh.
I beseech you that thy anger and your fury be turned away from your city. Yah, Judah.
From your city. Go ahead and read.
Yah, Judah. Your righteous mouth, because of our sin.
Because of what?
Because of our sin. And for our sins of our fathers, Yahdah Judah and your people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
You see, hear the man say, the man talking good talk, he praying. He talking about your city and the people. He doing some tall talking here. Go ahead and read.
Verse 17.
What?
Now therefore,
what?
O our Yahweh. Hear the prayer of your servant.
See, hear the prayer of your servant. Go ahead.
Yeah. And his supplication.
Go ahead.
And cause your face to shine upon your temple.
Yeah.
That is desolate.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh's sake.
What?
Verse 18. Oh my Yahweh. Incline your ear.
He said, oh my Yahweh, incline your ear.
And hear.
Hear, Yahweh.
Open your eyes.
Very.
And behold, our desolation is the city which is called by your name.
The city that is called by thy name. What city is called by thy name that we can read? What city is called by thy name? We read in 49 verse 3, his name is what?
Israel
is his name, right? Now, what city is called by his name that we can read? Now, what city in the Bible is called by his name? things that we can read. Bible study class. You're on international side now. It's time to go now. What's the end called by his name?
Hallelujah.
Huh? So we can read. Go on back and read. Quick. Y'all get it together later. That was that broadcast so important on Tuesday that you have on Power Talk, Blog Talk Radio, to rehearse these righteous acts. We got to be storm machines. We got to come on the scene. But we take them on scene bumming and bumming around. When it's time to precept, let's precept them by.
Right.
Give me that, Brother Chris. 119 verse 4 and 104. So, 119 verse 4 and verse 4 and 104. Come on, Brother Chris Israel. Chris, still bumming around. Who gonna pop the football on scene? We gotta come on the scene. Give me that. 96 verse 14, or some. 94 verse 14 and 16. 94 verse 14 and 16. Know what I want? You know what I want? 14 and 16. What I want?
That's all, yeah.
Now, what I want over there? What I check is?
Psalm 94,
right? Or is it 96?
You said 96.
Okay. But I tell you what, since I said that, hey, 94, 14, 16, although I said it, hey, but Mother Eve, what it says in Acts 15:15, although I did say it, but what do Acts 15:15 say, Mother Eve? Osteo got nervous now. He can't hear no popping back to it.
All right, Acts 15:15.
Yes, yeah.
The book of Acts chapter
15, verse
15. What is that, Mother?
Okay. Book of Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Okay.
And to disagree
with
the words of the seer as it is written.
So I'm trying to believe it. You believe the seer. What kind of way?
As it is written.
So he ain't getting on the reason. What you believe in him for? You only believe in seal. What kind of way?
As it is written.
So he ain't putting nothing on tape for you to read. I don't believe that till I read it. I don't care who you are. How many years you got? I got to read what you're saying. Because I don't want to be called a what, Mother Z? I don't want to be called a what in 15, 24:15. Of Luke.
Okay.
Now watch Yahweh. Ease them up on him. He'll ease them on him, Mother. Yahweh, to hear a conversation going on, he's going to ease in on him. Let's see what's going on when he ease in on him. Luke, chapter 24, verse 15 and 16. What does it say, Mother?
Luke, chapter 24, verse 15 and 16.
Uh-huh.
Verse 15, and it come to pass that while they commune together and reason, Yahweh himself draw near and went with them.
What were they doing, Mother, calling that verse? So two men were doing what? What were the two men doing?
Talking together.
They were reasoning among themselves, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So again, who eased them up under them?
Yahweh.
Okay, what happened next?
Yep. Draw near unto them.
Uh-huh.
And with them. And you want me to read
them? That's good right there. So now keep, I'll tell you what, read a couple more verses, Mother. So now Yahweh came on the scene with him, right?
Right.
And he heard him talking, right?
Right.
Give me two more verses. Take it down to verse 20. Take it down to verse 20. And daughter Yahweh, pick up verse 21 and continue to get our point. Take it down to 20, Mother. Take it down to verse 20.
Luke chapter 24, verse 16.
See, this is what we got to do. See, we got to do the same thing. See, while they got their mouth going, we got to do the same thing we see in Yahweh do. While they were talking, they talked. He eased in upon them, right?
Right.
Keep on down to 20. Stay on down to 20.
But their eyes were open.
Their eyes were what?
That they should not know him.
So he had his brain shut down. Although he sat really bold and he shut his brain down. Go ahead, read.
Verse 17.
What?
And he said unto them, What matter of communication if
It'll be be the ones that won't like the Jehovah's Witnesses of the modern day saints.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones gonna be delivering you up.
Mm-hmm.
They want to deliver you up. Come on back there, mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on back. You didn't finish your verse. You didn't do it 20 yet.
Luke chapter 24, verse 20, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and has crucified him.
Oh, them delivered be what?
Condemned to death.
To death?
Yeah.
They don't put death on him, I keep telling you. Huh? And they'll slap that suitcase up on you, too. But you just start putting that on your mind. Hey, you know, I like to see that old seer get bumped into the wall about to pass his suitcase up on you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to see how to rap with you, but we both put y'all in jail, then we take him away.
Exactly.
We take him in jail one door and take him out of the other door. Next thing you know, he disappeared for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time going on right now.
Yeah,
well. Come on outside and rap with me. End up in the city that you know where you be at for him. But you don't fall for that stuff. Now, you read verse 20? Come on, daughter Yahweh, I'll pick it up verse 20 and read out a little bit more now.
Luke chapter 24.
Verse 21. Yeah. Hold on, Mother Z, get a little bit more left in that verse. Yeah, a little bit meat, a little more meat on that bone left there, Mother Z.
Yeah, that was it.
You took all the meat off that bone?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's the end.
All right, 21.
Luke chapter 24, verse 21.
Okay.
Read.
Right.
But he trusted that it had been he which stood have redeemed Israel.
Oh, so you mean the Son went through all that to redeem who?
Israel.
He didn't come to redeem the whole world. The eyewitness said he came to redeem Israel.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing we wasn't reading in Isaiah 49. He came to redeem Israel. And there's what I understand. We trust in him that he wasn't to deliver the whole world. That's Christianity. They say he came to redeem who?
Israel.
And we trust that he was going to deliver Israel. Go ahead and read.
And besides all this, today, it's the third day since these things were done. Verse 22. Yeah. And certain women also of our company made us astonished.
Yes.
Which were early at the sepulchre.
Yes, these certain women, they came back and told them to bang. You know, we got astonished at these women. So Yahweh is watching them bust their gums. Is that right?
Yes.
Sir. So he'll let them right there. And what he say?
Verse 23.
What?
And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive.
Yeah. Right.
Verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him, they saw not.
Okay, now he don't listen to him long enough. You got to watch the best of bump your gums long enough that you got to respond to scripture. What do you think?
Verse 25.
Looking good.
Then he said unto them.
Then he said unto them.
Oh, fool.
What?
Oh, fool.
You call him what?
A fool.
That's why you call him a fool.
And slow of mind and slow of heart to believe.
What?
All that the seers have spoken.
Oh, so what make a slower mind and a fool?
Of not believing all that the seer has spoken.
So that's what he means by the 15:15. Believe the seer hasn't written. If you show what the Bible saying, go with it. Come out your feelings. Read the Bible as is. Believe what you can read. Verse 26.
Verse 26.
What?
Our night. Not Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father to have suffered these things?
Yeah.
And to enter into his glory?
You're right.
Verse 27.
What?
And beginning at Moses.
You see, you go back to Moses and read the story about this thing, what that happened. Go ahead.
And all the seals.
And all the seals wrote about this thing, what that happened. Go ahead.
He expected
and let's go back and get him in Genesis 1:1. He went back and grabbed him. Well, I can't find Yahweh the Son. That means you ain't read 1:1. He went back to 1:1 and brought himself out. Read 1:1. You got a line, Brother Titus. Read him. He recognized Genesis 1:1. The only way you can't find the Son, you won't open your Bible up. He recognized 1:1.
Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1:1.
What does it say?
Book of Genesis, chapter 1:1.
What?
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yahweh the Son created the heaven and the earth.
Yahweh the Son created the heaven and earth. There he is, right there in verse 1. But all the way you're going to be through this, come on, Brother Chris. Let's get it back to the eye of the tears, rest your heart, and come up next. Come on back to that.
Computer screen. apparently we have stepped up in modernization to be able to do this. As someone's reading the Bible, we can show it on the big screen. So you can either read it in the book or you can see it on the large screen.
And remember, when the, what the elder's showing now, your line's going to have to be the tag team on from this point on. What we're doing right now, we're supposed to not come down, we're supposed to be at that level or above that level. So what's going on right now, what the elder's doing, that somebody has to be clear to volunteer on the will of Yahweh to be able to do the same thing and keep it moving on what he's doing right now. So whatever you need to know about it, he's right there over there for you. You have to get this thing going. We got to raise our level up because the big dignitaries is on their way. We got to be able to do what we're doing right now for the world to hear what we're doing. So what he's doing now, it should be the same way this time next week. Or the next class, which is Thursday, right? We should be able to do the same thing this Thursday on Passover. So y'all young lines, y'all on it?
And it's next day is Red Sea Run.
All right.
Okay, hallelujah.
The sisters and everybody. Sisters, everybody supposed to know. Somebody supposed to be able to go over there and keep it moving.
Generally, when you're having something like this, everybody won't be able to put their hands on it, but just the ones that have the working knowledge can be able to do it.
That's what I was saying.
Because when you're running a class, you can't have the whole class to teach a lesson, especially in technology. You have to have those that are specifically picked out, that are trained and skilled to use their mind and their head to be able to function like this, and especially be able to keep up with the conversation. You know, you have to be able to look the verses up and show them, as I was doing on the screen, so it's going to have to be a taught skill, not one that you can inherit by what the CEO says, parakeeting a lesson. You know, you can't parakeet or mimic what's being done. You can see, you know, it looks easy, but when you have to do it, you know, you come stumbling through it.
So
you
were the first one to train
us out. Would you repeat that again, please?
Would you be the one that started us off?
Started
you're doing
it now. Well, that is a good question, unless you have another scenario. You say, well,
that's why
I'm
asking.
Well, when you have a teacher that runs the class, would you select the student to run the class, or would you rather that teacher run the class? You're going to get the most out of it if you have a professor in front of you that can explain, like you have a seer in a Bible class that breaks the verses down. Well, I can break the technology down. So I can make your mind do it with your fingers.
So you'll be here exactly to get us started.
Well, no, I'll be here on selective days. Selective days. You know, this is a two-letter word with very small significance. So I don't get caught explaining that. I get caught explaining exactly what I can do.
Okay.
And not beyond what I can do. As you hear me say most of the time, 100%. One man or one woman can only do 100% of what they got for and created to do. They're paying careful to do it. And you cannot do one more bit.
Yeah, I'm
to say if you have done that, you have exceeded your job for our creation.
Right.
But not so possible.
Right.
So I speak of the possibility.
So
any other questions?
Right now the training is going on right now for them young lines to make sure they get it down fast.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The young lines, they will be doing the rowing.
Let's get a precept on the line what the elder was saying.
That's right, young line. Come on.
Step to it, because he's talking about teaching this along. Sister A.D., and we got Isaiah chapter 30, pick it up at verse number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I'm going to precept to add on some of the things I fought for earlier about Yahweh's son. Daughter Yahweh, sister... Hey, did get y'all reading that Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 20.
I'll pick up at verse 19.
I'll pick up at verse 19. That's okay. Yeah, pick up verse 19. I want you, daughter of Yahweh, I want you to give me something out of Luke. Something I want out of Luke. And give me chapter 4 and pick it up at verse number... Pick up at verse number 16.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. Verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Judah or Israel,
Read what you said, Israel, you're talking around. Read what you said. That's it, came
dramatically. Okay, Isaiah 30, verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem.
So for the people that shall dwell in Yahdah Judah.
You shall weep no more.
Mm-hmm.
He will be very gracious unto you at the voice of your cry.
Mm-hmm.
And when he shall hear it, he will answer you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. And those, Yahweh, give you the bread of adversity,
mm-hmm,
and the water of affliction,
mm-hmm,
yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore.
That's right.
But your eyes shall see your teachers.
So your eyes can see your what?
Your teachers.
So when we look at the elder right now, what the elder is saying is that he's going to teach us how to set up the things for the temple for Yahweh. We come up in here, your eyes will see your teachers, and we continue on teaching this word of Yahweh. But if it's something else that Yahweh the Son had did too, when he did Luke chapter 4, I'm adding on something that said about 4 about Yahweh, came in doing his teaching. So that's the elder doing right now, trying to teach us about the things for the temple, what he come to set up for us. And Luke chapter 4, verse number 18, I mean, give me 16 down to verse 18. Let's see what Yahweh the Son did. Matter of fact, read all the way down to 20, daughter of Yahweh. Luke chapter 4, 16 down to verse number 20. And then Brother Chris.
Yes.
When she gets done reading that, I want you to give me that, St. John chapter 14. And give me verse number, give me Luke 12:12. And then Mother D.F. Israel, you give me St. John chapter 14, verse 26. Then Mother Z, you'll give me Daniel chapter 9, verse 22.
You want Luke 12:12 now?
After daughter Yahweh. The daughter Yahweh, you'll give me that Luke chapter 4, verse 16 down to verse 20. And you'll give me Luke 12:12. Brother, what? You brother Chris, or what's your name, brother?
Yob Israel.
Your name is Yob Yisrael. Yob Yisrael. So we got Yob. We're gonna be called Yob. So we got Yob. Brother Yob Israel. Okay, give us Luke 12:12, and then we got what did I say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Yeah. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
And back up and read 15.
Luke chapter 4, verse 15. And he taught in the temple, being glorified of all.
Mm-hmm. So he came to the temple on a Sabbath day, stood up to read, and he taught in the temple, being glorified all. Verse 17.
Luke chapter 4, verse 17 reads, And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer, Isaiah.
So he had that same book that Elder was talking about earlier when he was reading about the book. You got to read from the book. That's what you got to do. Sister Judah, before you go any further, give me 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. You got to be taught from the book because Yahweh the Son, he was doing 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. What he really reading? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. Sister Judah, you on the clock.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 reads, 13 what?
or what manner of time the Spirit...
First Peter chapter 4, that's verse number 11.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 11 reads,
uh-huh.
If any man speak,
uh-huh.
let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah.
So if any man speak, let him speak according to the word of Yahuwah. Uh-huh.
If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth.
Mm-hmm.
That Yahuwah in all things may be glorified through Yahuwah the Son, to whom he prays and what's that do? Dominion forever and ever.
So if any man speaks, they gotta speak according to the word of Yahuwah. So that's what Yahuwah the Son was doing. He's following the order thing. He said, give me the book. This thing got to be spoken according to the way Yahuwah the Father laid this thing down for me to take care of this man's business.
Right.
So he said, hey, give me the book. And when he read the book, back to you, sister, daughter Yahuwah. Luke chapter 4, pick it back up at verse 17.
Okay, Luke chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
And when he had opened the book,
uh-huh.
he found a place where it was written.
Verse 18.
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 reads, the spirit of the Yahuwah is upon me,
uh-huh.
because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
But he anointed him to teach the covenant to the poor. That's what he's doing. Yahuwah the Son came in on the Sabbath day to make sure that he opened up the book, and he ran in the book of Isaiah. And he said he was anointed to do some teaching outside of the temple of Yahuwah. Continue reading.
He has sent me to heal the broken heart.
Uh-huh.
To preach, to teach deliverance to the captives.
Uh-huh.
And recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised.
So Yahuwah the Son said he came to the temple to do some teaching. And that's what the elder is doing right now. He's coming into the temple to make sure he teaches these things that's been set up for Yahuwah's business. So we can know how to handle these new instruments that's coming in. And we all know we on one accord. So like he said, we got to be taught these things first.
Right. We rehearsing. We doing the Judges 5:11.
Hallelujah.
We rehearsing the righteous act. We keep telling you that they own their way. But we got to first get in order first. We got to be in order. Then once we're in order, what they don't say that we can read out of the Bible in 1 Corinthians, what I want, 12 or 14. Now, what according to 1 Corinthians 12 or 14, now, what is they going to say? We're going to see what they're going to say once we're in order. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 or 14. And what do I need to read? Now, once the elders showed up the way, showing you how to get through your book. Now, be prepared. Now, what is the people going to say once we all on one accord, in order? Let's see what they're going to say. 14:25, mother. 14:25. We're going to 1 Corinthians 14:25. Thank you, Mother Baby. 14:25, what does it say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me 14:25. Give me 14:25. 12:25. Okay.
14:25.
Get in that microphone for the world to hear you bring out this 14:25.
And this name was made manifest. And?
And so falling down on his face,
okay,
he will worship Yahweh the Son and report that Yahweh is in you, that Yahweh is in you all. That Yahweh is in you for a truth.
For what?
For a truth.
So they gotta walk in and see that Yahweh is in us. Oh, what kind of way?
The truth.
And that's what's gonna happen. Once we get in order, everybody has welcome the storm, everybody know their position, then Yahweh is gonna pull their increase and they'll come. And when they come, they're gonna see us all got our garments on, our fringes on, feet shaved. Got the chain all across the chain spring going on. Everybody in order, throwing the word of Yahweh, preaching up in the Bible. And what they gonna do? And they gonna report, and their report gonna be what?
We are the truth.
You see that? That's how their report gonna be, and they take it back. I really enjoyed life. There wasn't no backbiting, murmuring, complaining going on. Everybody was getting that Bible, popping that Bible, and all the truth. I'm going back to that place. That's what we trying to set up here. So what the hell's going over here now is trying to get you prepared to understand all this must come to pass.
Can I add to that?
Go ahead, add on to it that we can read.
All right, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12:25.
On what?
First this is the microphone you get.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25.
Read it or call a name. Break out or read it or call a name.
I'm trying to make sure everybody's there. Verse 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're all about. That's what we're trying to set up right now. So there's no action in what's going on. All the devil's got to be revealed. Who will be the devil and who not. So then Yahweh will drop that increase on them because we'll be prepared. We're in order to take care of Yahweh's business. Because remember, Mother was holding a verse from it. I never heard it read. Who had that 94:16? A song. Who was holding that verse for about an hour ago?
Me?
What ye off to say.
So the righteous spirit is going to be doing the teaching. You learn these things, you will be the righteous spirit gonna learn, gonna be doing the teaching. So mother GF Israel.
Hallelujah.
All right, when that righteous spirit come, he's going to teach him. How you gonna be teaching?
In the same hour.
In the same hour, right? So first you gotta what's going on, mother GF Israel?
John chapter 14, verse 26.
What a reading,
but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name,
mm-hmm.
he shall teach you all things.
And what?
And bring all things to your remembrance.
So when the elder gets to teach you what's going on with what Brother Ty is going over right now, and the elder, it's the Comforter is going to bring all things back to your remembrance. He wasn't going to teach them. He's going to bring all things back to your remembrance. And that's what's going on now. So it's coming time to use these objects. We got to depend on Yahweh to bring these things back to our remembrance. You know, because we might think we'd be doing something right. We got to put our trust in Yahweh. What he's saying, and then once the elder get done teaching Brother Titus gonna end up with some what are you gonna end up with, Mother Z?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22, and he informed me and talked with me and said,
Oh Daniel, Titus.
I am now come for to give you skills and understanding.
When you get done with you, you have some what?
Skills.
So that's the whole point why the elder wants to make sure that we learn these things and designated people to learn these things. You can have the skills, you can have the understanding how to operate these equipment that Yahweh has blessed us to come in the temple to use. So we want everybody jumping on board, they have received the skills and understanding first. But Ty sit up there and he learned the things that need to be learned. So, since I'm on the floor there, you need to get some ball game rolling. Huh? I'm on the floor now. hey, you see me go up there and get that? Damn. I just keep the ball game rolling now. And we know we got something getting ready to come up. We got this piece getting ready to come up, right? And let's talk a little bit about, because we know, let's see what we got going on. Sister AP, I want you to go read something from it. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. And I want to pick it up. Matter of fact, Mother GF Israel.
Hallelujah.
Let me get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, even though Brother Yo had brought it out for me. I need a double portion. Let me get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see how this ball game goes wrong.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads,
For
the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we believe at FDOCTY that the righteous men of spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah.
So let's see what else the men of spirit had to say about that before we go any farther. Let's get a precept for that. Now, I know we're in Bible study class. I know I want to see, can anybody help me with a precept to that? Can somebody go in that book and throw me out a precept to that Luke chapter 12, verse 12? All right. So let's go to, how about we get Mother E on the table? And let's go to Matthew chapter 10, pick it up at verse number 19 for me. And I get all warmed up. elder over there still on the floor. He's doing his job right now, so I'm going to hold it down for the elder. So, and Brother Ty get the ball game rolling. But we know we got to get a precept going on with that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can read out of that. You never know. I'm asking for a third witness. Yes, ma'am. Matthew chapter 10. And let me get verse number 19.
Book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
But when they deliver you up.
They deliver you up.
Take no thought.
Mm-hmm.
I or what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
He's going to be giving you the same mouth by the ministry of spirit which you ought to speak. If you know the ministry of spirit is a teacher, he brings all things back to your remembrance. And we know that a third witness on that. Anybody got me a third witness?
Verse
20. Huh? What verse 20 says? Mother said verse 20. What verse 20? Both my mother and sister, they did. What 20 say? Give me a third witness then.
Verse 20. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. But it is not you that speaketh,
mm-hmm.
but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well,
call that verse out a little more audio, let mother read it again. Call your verse out.
Okay. Matthew chapter 10, yeah. verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not you that speaketh,
mm-hmm.
but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Uh-huh. And we know the Spirit. Hey, your father that's speaking in you.
Mm-hmm.
And before, let me get one more precept on that Mother Eve.
Take your time there, young man. You're on, Father.
Now, before we go to find out what this spirit is, let's go to Daughter Yahuwah. Give me Mark chapter 13. I mean, give Mark chapter 10, verse number 13.
Mark chapter 10, verse.
No. You know what? You make that 13, 10. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
Let me take a peek over there. Let me make sure I'm in the right. Let me look at that. Give me Mark chapter 10. Give me verse number. Yeah, give me verse number 13.
Mark chapter 10, verse 13, read. And they brought young children to him.
What was that? Matthew 10 we just got done reading, right?
Right.
19?
Yeah.
All right, continue to read.
Okay. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should teach them, that he should touch them. And his followers rebuked those that brought them.
That sounds real good, bro.
Turn you at my reproof.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I
will pour out my spirit unto you.
Mm-hmm.
I will make known my words unto you.
So you go, wait. When the righteous spirit comes to you, what are you going to be coming to you with?
His word.
He's going to come to you with his word. That's what Yahweh is going to pour out up on you. And the elders bringing it out earlier about in the book of Revelation. Matter of fact, before we go there, before we see how this ministry spirit operates, let's first go to Acts. Let's pick it up at chapter 7. We want verse 51 and we want verse 53.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53.
Uh-huh.
Read.
What it read?
Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind,
mm-hmm,
and ears.
Mm-hmm.
Do you always resist the righteous spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Your father did.
And your father did.
So do you.
So do you. So you always resist this word. You always resist this word. What do you say it is in 53? What was they resisting? This Holy Ghost. What was this Holy Ghost they was resisting in verse 53?
Who have received the first five books of Moses by the disposition?
But what's that word, though?
The law.
So they have received the law, the first five books of Moses, by what?
Disposition of angels.
Uh-huh.
And have not kept it.
So you always resisted the law. That's what our fathers resisted then, and that's what we resist today. We always resist the law. So we've been taught not to keep the law. So every time the ministry spirit comes to you, he's coming, he's the law. That's what's coming. The law. The first five books. He ain't going to give you nothing else. That's what you're going to give you, the law. That's what the spirit comes to you, it's going to be the word. Let's go back and let's recap what the elder had fought for early. Brother Yo, let's go to Revelation. You got time to get there, flip some tapes, you got a little time. Let's go back and let's recap what the elder had fought for in Revelation chapter 10. We'll read verse 1 and 2, 8, 9, down to 10. Remember, every time the Holy Ghost is what you want to call him, every time he comes to you, remember, every time that law comes to you, how he comes to you, what he comes to you with.
With the word.
He comes to you with the word. He'll come to you with the law. It's going to come in what place he get, and how he getting this law, and how it's going to come to you in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, 2,
Revelation.
8 down to verse number 10. Let's see what it reads, brother. Brother Yob is
read. Verse 1 and 2.
That's right.
And I saw another mighty ministering spirit,
uh-huh,
come down from heaven.
That's right.
Clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head.
That's right.
And his face was as it were the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet as pillars of fire.
Verse 2.
And he had in his hand.
What do you have in his hand?
A little book.
A book. A little book. How was it? How that little book was what?
Open. A little book
and
open.
Drop down, read verse number 8. So we know he came down with a little book, and that book was open.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said,
what do you say?
Go and take the little book,
uh-huh,
which is open.
Uh-huh.
In the hand of the ministering spirit, which standeth upon the sea,
mm-hmm,
and upon the earth.
Verse 9.
And I went unto the ministering spirit and said unto him, give me the little book.
What did the ministering spirit do?
Give me the little book.
Now let's go back and let's read that Acts chapter 7, daughter of Yahweh. Let's read that verse number 51 and verse 53. Let's see what they come with. Remember, he said, give me the book. And that book, when they come with their book, we're going to read the Isaiah again, 34:16. Mother Eve, now that don't stand by for me. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Let's go back and read that. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53. And hold your place, Brother Yoav Israel, because we're coming back to you. So don't lose your mark.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53.
Uh-huh.
Read. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ear.
They uncircumcised, go ahead.
In the mind and in their ear.
Why?
Ye do always resist the righteous spirit.
Now when you resist the righteous spirit, that makes you what?
Stiff-necked.
Mm-hmm.
Uncircumcised.
In the mind and in the ear. Continue to read.
Verse 53. Who have received the law by the disposition of ministering spirit,
uh-huh,
and have not kept it.
So if you resist the law and not keep the law, which the ministering spirit is the law, if you don't keep it, what that makes you again?
Stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the mind and ear.
So that's what happens when you don't want to keep this law. So when we got John, he received the book. Continue to read, brother, back in Revelation chapter 10, verse number 9.
Revelation chapter 10, verse number 9.
That's right. Pick it up where you left off at.
Here I am. Okay, here I go. Verse number 9. And he had a breastplate, as it were, breastplate of iron.
Let me get a precept on that, Mother E, while you're already there.
in the book of Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
We'll do a little more eating.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Do a little more eating now.
Hallelujah.
We come to broadcast. We should eat classes to do some heat ready in 15, 16. We want big better from this right here, 15, 16. What is that, Mother Eve? Jeremiah 15, 16. Let's do a little more eating, Mother.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 16.
No, just 15, 16.
Thy words were found, and I did eat them.
What we got to eat, Mama?
Words.
Hallelujah,
what? Hallelujah,
and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my mind, for I am called by thy name, O Yahweh of hosts.
Hallelujah. Well, so we got to make sure we eat that book. That's what we got to make sure we got down packed. Eat some good old book. So now let's see what's going on around this time so we can get down to the nitty gritty. Sister, we'll come back to you, Sister Day Dear. We'll swing back on around. All right, let's go. What you got for me, Brother Titus? I see your hand. I said, I got something. I got that trumpet over there, folks. We blowing. What you got? What you roaring about, Brother Titus? What you got for us?
All right, let's read this right there, Jeremiah 15, 16, right? Let's get Ezekiel chapter 3. We're going to pick up at verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 3. Brothers, what you say? Job, Israel.
Yeah, Job.
For the Yod of Israel.
Like Job.
Job.
For the Yod of Israel. Even Ezekiel chapter 3, pick up that verse 1.
Powerful name over there.
Very powerful name.
What's the biblical history of that name? Who is this guy that you proclaim?
Mm-hmm.
What is his background? What is his history?
Mm-hmm.
Explain yourself. You say you Yod of Israel. What do that mean? Explain what that means biblically. Do you take that name on? What does that mean biblically?
Ezekiel.
Biblically, you Yod Israel. What that mean we can read? What is this saying? What is his history? What is his background? Who is this guy?
Brother Titus, you want me to go to Ezekiel what?
I didn't see about a question on the table.
Hold that for right now until you answer that.
Answer that question.
Yod Israel. Why did you pick
that name? Yod, why you pick that biblical name? Let the
nationals hear why you Yod Israel. The same thing that happened to Job happened to me. And I proceeded to understand that in such a way, Job was... he was a mighty man in the East, and he had several oxen, and all that he had, it was taken away.
Okay.
However, he still remained honorable to Yahweh. He never failed Yahweh. He hung in there, even though his wife told him, you lose that name, Yahweh.
Okay.
You lose that name, everything can turn around. That's what I believe. That's an equivalent to myself. Because of what happened to me, I never let Yahweh go. I did some things that I'm quite sure everyone in here knows. And I said I was not going to teach anymore. And I know when the seer came and told me, you really don't have that right.
Hallelujah. You got the flow. Let it out. You got the flow.
And I go from there, because I understood what he told me. I remember the first time I walked into Boise.
Use that microphone so we can hear you loud and clear. Oh.
I remember the first time I walked into Voices in the theater. Before I got there, he told me class would start at 12 o'clock. I'm looking in my classes. Okay, what is this? What have I got myself into? And you see, proceeded to do what he do best. And he asked me, do you read Bible? I said, well, sort of I do. Every now and then I pick it up. And he asked me, open that book up. So I was looking, I'm like, what are we going to do here? And then he said, I'm turning to this. And that's when we started on this journey, going through the book. And I noticed that this was not just a man. This was someone else, because he had me turn pages. And I turned and turned, and I know after this was all over, it was so many people that walked in there, and he introduced me to certain people that walked in and told me, this is the minister, and this guy is he's the minister in, you know, of information, and he told me, you know, he's an elder. He's an elder, but I tell you, he was the minister of information, truly. And there was a whole format of people I saw, because when I saw these people, they were I saw them off TV, but I could not recognize that name. That name was something I was trying to get. But I knew one thing, and I told the seer at that moment, I knew this was not, however can it be a dog spelled backwards? I just didn't believe that. So, you know, at that moment, repentance, right now, repentance should go up highly, because what the sin did for me at that moment, he allowed me to see. He heard the story of what happened to me. But as I say this now, and I want everyone to know how I will repent, because so much as Sir Israel, a seed royal, did to me, he is a seer. And I do feel so bad in so many ways that I actually had to come off my tongue. And and it was something else that came off my tongue, and I never forget. He said, never do that again. And I said, I won't. And that was that. That was the end of it, right there. Oh, man, it's just, I'm looking at myself. I look in the mirror. Why is he telling me don't do this again? Because it was your soul that was at stake. So I understood I don't even have to have no comeback with this. I just said, okay, I agree. And that was that.
You understand, but one thing about Job, once you get on the right track and repent, then whatever Yahweh have taken away from you, according to Job, he'll do what? That we can read.
What would he do? What would he do? In the book of Job, 40, Brother Job, let's go see what Yahweh got planned. If you are weather the storm, let's see what Yahweh got planned now. Let's see the plan of Yahweh according to Job. And that plan can be you. We're going to Job 42. So when we ask the question about why did you pick that name, you expound on its real purpose, soundly, you expounded on it. Now in Job 42, can you, let's find out in verse 10, and take them down to verse 17. Let's wrap it up on Job, since that's the name biblically you have claimed, because this servant picked your life. Job 42, take it with verse 10. Down in verse 17. And most of Israel have me Job chapter 2. Last verse.
Job chapter 2.
Yeah. Come on up, Brother Job. 4, 2, 10, down to 6, 17.
You got to finish with Job. Oh, yeah.
Because this is you want. By carrying that title, that biblical name, Job, you got to live up to Job. And this is what Yahweh got for you. Yes, according to what's written. 4:2:10 down to verse 17 now. But Job? Book of Job, chapter 4:2:10 down to verse 17.
Okay. So 42. I'm right on top of it here. So 42.
Okay. Okay, while you looking for that verse, Mo, you might want to go ahead and get this out the way. The Spirit of God have in Job chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Then, Brother Job is going to read his biography. 1, 21, 22, Mo, D of Israel, what it say?
Job chapter 1. Verse 21 and 22.
Listen to this.
Verse 21 reads, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. Yahweh gave. And Yahweh has taken away.
So all that you're saying, so remember, you don't point the finger back at nobody. But self, but it's the hand of Yahweh. Yahweh gave it. Then Yahweh taken away.
That's right.
The Spirit's supposed to have is what?
Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Right. You got to bless the name of Yahweh. Go ahead, verse 22.
22. Uh-huh. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Yahweh foolishly.
Yahweh.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Come on back and read it, Brother Chris, Brother Joe, where you at?
22.
Give me 322, Mother Dear Israel. But All this work if you got a 1 John 3:22. If it ain't work, as long as you got a 1 John 3:22. All this fall in place before you continue to read by looking at 1 John 3:22.
First John chapter 3, verse 1 reads, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his law and do those things that are pleasing in his sight."
And what do you expect out of you behind that is in Baruch chapter 4, verse 25 through 28, must be a bit of good. But Joe, let's see what Yahweh requires behind that. We're in the book of Baruch 4, 25 through 28. Baruch. Pick it up off A.B. or Phoebe. Come on, Mother E. 4, 25 through 28.
This is
a red book. You gotta get that microphone there, Mother. My pass Mother microphone so she can get that microphone.
Back over to 8 verse 12 in Hebrews, then finish off in the book of Job.
And watch you have a reason in your soul once you finish it up.
The Rock chapter 38, verse 11. Give a sweet savior in a memorial of fine flowers and make a fat offering as not being.
That's not the way.
Hey,
verse 12 of Hebrews says, what, daughter, Yahweh?
8 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Yes.
And their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more.
See that? So then all that when you walked away from, I don't want to be a teacher no more. I want to blame the crowd. And you think, okay, you apply all that. And I come back to your book of Job. I come back to the book of Job, take it all the way to the end, and back over to the young lions or the elders. That's it. Pick up where you left off on the book of Job. Now he took me through everything. Now you read Job. And that's why she picked that name. But now we see why she picked that name. So now continue on where you left off on the book of Job.
Okay, see, so I will
continue where you left. He was in the 42nd chapter. You got Mark inside of 42 already. And you pick it right back up at verse number, pick up verse 10 down to verse 17. No, I'm sorry. Come on. 42 verse 10 to 17. Nonstop. Brother Job, come on.
Verse number 10.
Stay on down to 17. Yeah. So we had a mark in there, and the young lion watching you with that marker. Turn back to that page. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark. You have one already in 42 verse 10. Help him out, young lion.
Okay. As with a sword.
Now, verse 10. 4:10.
Right. Verse 42:10.
Book of Job, 4:10. Come out, young man.
Job 42:10.
And the Yahweh turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had before. 11. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all that they had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Yahweh had brought upon him.
Who brought the evil upon him?
The Yahweh.
No, don't worry about it. Nobody to your left, nobody to your right, nobody nowhere. Who brought the evil on you was who?
Yahweh.
Very.
Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold.
Great. Call your verse out.
Verse 12. So the Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. More than his beginning.
Remember, your beginning was you had lectures, you had bicycles, you had basketball, and all that. So that's why I said I got double for you, but you got to make sure you got me right. Go ahead.
For he had 14,000 sheep.
Yeah, he could be in with seven.
And
1,000 camels.
Yeah.
And 1,000 yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,000 she asses.
Yeah.
Verse 13. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Okay. Listen back up and go at it again.
Verse 14. And he called the name of the first, Jemma. And the name of the second, Keziah. And the same, and the name of the third, Kieran. Kieran Apostle. And in all the land,
verse 15,
and in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Yod. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren.
Yeah. Watch it now.
Verse 16. After this, Joe lived 140 years.
So he lived after all that happened to him, Yahweh increased his life another 140 years.
Hallelujah. And saw his sons and his son's sons.
Uh-huh.
Even his 4 generations.
Let him live full. Let him go through the 4 generations. Watch it now. 17.
Verse 17. So Job died.
Yeah.
Being old and full of days.
Yeah. Because he trusted in Yahweh. You know that's the hand of Yahweh. Put him in that predicament and Yahweh can take you out of it. But you got to seek him 10 times much as once before. You got to get on the, you know, your track shoe. First one in, last one in. But Yahweh will turn your captivity totally. Back on to the IL, Young Lion. Come on back.
Hey, Grant, I want to see you.
Yes, sir.